Don't worry about anything but in everything by prayer and petition. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us to begin with in the Gospel of Luke, Luke chapter 1, beginning at verse 26. Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favored one, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. Now indeed, Elizabeth, your relative, has conceived a son in her old age. And this is now the sixth month for her who was called barren. For with God, nothing will be impossible." Then Mary said, "Behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. Now Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste to a city of Judah, and entered the house of Zacharias and greeted Elizabeth. And it happened, when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, that the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. Then she spoke out with a loud voice and said, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. But why is this granted to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For indeed, as soon as the voice of your greeting sounded in my ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. Blessed is she who believed, for there will be a fulfillment of those things which were told her from the Lord." And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior. For he has regarded the lowly state of his maidservant. For behold, henceforth all generations will call me blessed. For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He has put down the mighty from their thrones and exalted the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham and to his seed forever." And Mary remained with her about 3 months and returned to her house. Verses 26 to 56, Luke chapter 1. Thank you, Father, once again for the wonderful and the powerful and the glorious story of Christmas. Thank you for the gift that you gave the world in just coming into the world as the greatest gift the world has ever received. You, our Lord and Savior. Thank you, Lord, for loving us with such a wonderful, everlasting love that you were willing to do this so that we could be saved. Father, stir us more and more as the church to be the faithful hands and feet for you in this world, doing what you've called us to do, proclaiming the gospel, and loving the world to yourself. Help us to do that more and more effectively with every passing day. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thank you for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our producer is Isaac Jackson. Isaac is going to lead us in prayer at this time.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the gift of Jesus, Father. I just want to come in agreement with Pastor Joseph that we're in awe of all that you've given us. And Father, we're in awe of how you continue to give us. Father, I ask that you'd continue to grow us, that you'd grow us more in your likeness, that you'd teach us more about your ways. And Father, I ask that you'd grow more of a hunger for us to pursue your ways, for us to read your scriptures, for us to pray and converse with you every day and every moment. And Father, I ask also that this wouldn't just be us learning more about you, but that this would grow into obedience so that we could actually act out more of being how you've made us to be. In your holy name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. You know, I want to continue to remind and encourage every single listener, please take to heart the encouragement to take time to read through the Christmas narratives several times during the Christmas season. Keep in mind, there's so much in the wonderful and the powerful story of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, that first Christmas, that we can learn from and draw from. But keep in mind, one of the wonderful things about all of the Word of God is that God's Word is a wonderful treasure that as we dig deeper and deeper into it, we will never get to the bottom. There are more truths, insights, and information that will bless our lives, that will equip us and strengthen us as followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. So don't think of it as just a nice pastime. It's a way for you to be a better equipped warrior in the kingdom of God. And yes, in spite of the fact that we may not like this reality, but you and I, we continue to face spiritual warfare every single day. And the single most powerful weapon in the universe is the Word of God. And the single tool whereby we're equipped to be mighty warriors is the Word of God. And in the power of the Holy Spirit, as we take God's Word, as we read and meditate on it, as we stand on its promises, confess those promises, and walk in its wisdom, more and more we can be the mighty warriors God would have us to be in this world. I want to continue to remind and encourage you, if you're not praying Psalm 91 every day, please begin doing it absolutely every day, starting today. And let me explain to you one more reason why. I was recently involved with a prayer group, and one individual was talking about just some tragic things that are happening to our children. Kidnappings and suicides and so many things remind us of the fact that we live in a dangerous, dangerous world full of perils for, obviously, for adults. But, you know, the perils extend sadly to our children as well. Children don't get a pass. The fact is, the devil's trying to destroy children as well as adults. So one of the critically important things we can do is teach and train our children to be students of Scripture, teach and train them to read and meditate on the Word of God daily, teach and train them to pray daily, and teach and train them to pray Psalm 91. Reward them for memorizing Psalm 91 and teach them how to pray it, because remember, there is no junior Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will use and work through and utilize the lives of children just like he will adults, as well as children too can become mighty warriors in the kingdom of God as they learn to take the Word of God and put it to work as well. We're going to take time now to pray Psalm 91. And again, every parent listening, please help guide and encourage your child to memorize Psalm 91 and to pray it daily, as well as you, dad or mom. We encourage you to pray it for you and your family every single day as well. Thank you, Lord, for all those we've lifted up in prayer today, and thank you for all those that are part of our listening family today. Today, we dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and so we abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Today, we say of the Lord, you are our refuge and our fortress. Our God, in you do we trust. Surely you deliver us from the fowler snare and from the noisome pestilence. You cover us with your feathers, and under your wings do we trust. Your truth is our shield and buckler. And so we are not afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor for the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but it shall not come near us. Only with our eyes shall we look and see the reward of the wicked. Because we have made the Lord our refuge, even the Most High our habitation, no evil will befall us, neither shall any plague come near our dwelling. For you give your angels charge over us to keep us all our ways. They bear us up in their hands, lest we dash our foot against a stone. We tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent, we trample underfoot. because we have set our love upon you. Therefore, you deliver us. You set us on high because we have known your name. We call upon you and you answer us. You're with us in trouble. You deliver us and honor us. With long life, you satisfy us and show us your salvation. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. You know, on a pretty regular basis, as if you're a regular listener, you know that we often share articles that are discipleship articles in nature. Now, keep in mind, one of the reasons why it's so important that you grasp why we do this is because one of our clear goals through the broadcast is to help you to grow and to become a mighty kingdom intercessor, a believer who knows how to pray effectively and pray in such a way that your prayers make a powerful difference every day of our lives, of your lives. Also, keep in mind the goal is to help us to grow, to become strong and mature disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ. So please do make it a goal to email us to get copies of the articles that we share, because our goal is that you'll get them in your personal spiritual growth library to have to use for your own personal growth, to use also in discipling your children, but also to pass on to others. You can easily, when you get them from us, you can forward them to family, friends, fellow church members, fellow workers on the job. Again, saved and unsaved individuals. Some of the items that we share, including one that we'll be sharing today, specifically is an evangelism tool as well, but actually many of them can be seeds in the lives of people who don't know Christ as well. So don't think you're limited to sharing these things just with those who are saved, Christians. Send them to unsaved individuals as well, because remember that the Holy Spirit can take seeds like these and touch and bless the lives of other persons as well. So we're going to share an article. We've shared it before, but again, an encouragement that any and every believer is wise to take to heart during the Christmas season, during Advent season and beyond. The title, Celebrate a Biblical Christmas. The Christmas narratives, stories of grace, salvation, peace, and truth. More treasures can be found in the Christmas narratives than just the gold, frankincense, and myrrh of Matthew 2. The Christmas narratives are simply the Christmas stories found in Matthew chapters 1 and 2 and in Luke chapters 1 and 2. They make up the Christmas story. It is in these four chapters that we find from God's word a treasury of grace, wisdom, salvation, and hope that make up the wonderful and blessed story of Christmas. The narratives that make up the Christmas story are simple yet profound, humble yet glorious, and always full of wonder. They are about normal people yet filled with wonderful and supernatural events. Here in this story, God invades the earth with his peace, his hope, and his gift of salvation, his Son, Jesus Christ. This Christmas season, consider a few suggestions for you and your family that can greatly bless your observance of Christmas. During the Christmas season, take time to read Matthew chapters 1 and 2 and Luke chapters 1 and 2. And when you have finished, read them again. And when you have finished, read them again. Spend time reading and meditating on them throughout the month of December, or in other words, throughout the Advent season. And please keep in mind, we're encouraging you to read them as an individual believer, but also read them with your family several times. Parents, have your children take turns and ask each one of the children to read one of the four chapters out loud to you. It's good if you read it to them, but also let them read it to you. Very often they'll get more out of it if they read it to you. Also, as they read, allow them to stop and ask questions. And typically they will have questions, possibly many questions. Children's questions are just typically good questions. They help to draw everyone in the family more and more into the Christmas story. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. We'll pick up as we're sharing from the article entitled, Celebrate a Biblical Christmas. We'll be right back.
Joy to the world, the Lord. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare Him a room, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing. Oh, come.
Mercy Me with Joy. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. We were sharing from an article entitled Celebrate a Biblical Christmas, picking up in that article. During the Christmas season, take time to read Matthew chapters 1 and 2 and Luke chapters 1 and 2. And when you have finished, read them again. And then when you've finished, read them again. Spend time reading and meditating on them throughout the month of December or during the Advent season. Read them as an individual believer, but also read them with your family several times. Parents, have your children take turns and ask each one to read one of the four chapters out loud to you. It's good if you read it to them, but also let them read it to you. Very often they'll get more out of it if they read it to you. Also, as they read, allow them to stop and ask questions. And typically they will have questions, possibly many questions. And children's questions are just typically good questions. They help to draw everyone in the family more and more into the Christmas story. In addition to reading the stories, you can listen to them as well. Listen on a Bible app, an audio Bible, a Bible CD, a Bible DVD, however you choose to do so. But many times during the Christmas and Advent season, just listen to Matthew 1 and 2 and Luke chapters 1 and 2. Again, doing this will bless your socks off. Also, if your grown children live away, or maybe you're away from your children, younger or adult, for whatever reason, perhaps you may want to record your voice reading the story on your smartphone and sending it to them. They may keep it for many years as a reminder of your love for them and God's love for us, as well as a wonderful keepsake. So please, during the Christmas season, make it a high priority to read and meditate on and listen to the Christmas stories many times. Take time to do this, even in the midst of a time that's busier than many other times of the year. This is just a very wise family goal, even though life is busy. Life's always busy. Life doesn't have a pause button, yet a family project like this is a great way to, quote-unquote, redeem the time with your family. See Ephesians 5:16. We would be very wise to learn an important lesson from the wise men of Matthew chapter 2. In the busyness of their lives, they were wise enough to put their busyness aside. They took much of their time, spent their money, and spent much energy and effort to follow God. They followed the guiding star God provided to come and find the King of the Jews and the King of the universe and worship him and bring him precious gifts. Let's you and I this Christmas be wise men and women. Let's be wise enough to put aside our quote-unquote weapons of mass distraction. Our TVs, computers, MP3 players, game systems, players and cell phones. Let's put aside some of our shopping and our gift finding, etc., and seek the Christ. And you will always find him in the Word of God. Now, some believers may read the Christmas stories once or twice during the Christmas season, and that's better than not reading them at all. But why only nibble on God's Word when Jesus daily invites all of us to dine on his Word? See John 21, verse 12. Take time to read and meditate on the Christmas stories throughout the Christmas season, and doing that will be its own reward. It's a gift you can give to yourself and to your family and to Jesus. Let's take the time. Again, the title of that article is Celebrate a Biblical Christmas. And if you'd like to get a copy, simply email us. And my email is joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. We'll be glad to get your copy. Please email us to get it because, again, we want it to be a blessing to you and your family, but a tool you can share far and wide with any and everyone the Lord puts it on your heart to share it with. Put it on your social media as well, because again, it's meant to bless and encourage others in their walk with the Lord. This next article is entitled, Jesus, the Answer to Everything. Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. You shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. And then Matthew chapter 1, verse 23. And they call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. And then Luke chapter 2, verse 11. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Again, Luke 2, 11. As we read the joy and grace-filled stories of Christmas found in Matthew chapters 1 and 2 and Luke chapters 1 and 2, one truth is clear. Some of the key people in this blessed story are overjoyed to come and find the babe, Christ our King. They're excited, full of joy, and filled with wonder and awe because they have had the great privilege to see the Messiah. Christ, the answer to all of the world's problems, has come into the world bringing salvation, peace, and goodwill. In Genesis chapter 3, the sin problem entered into the world, bringing with it a host of other problems and issues. When Christ came into the world, he came as the answer to all of those problems. John 3:16 tells us, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. God loved us so much that he was willing to give the best that he had, his Son, Jesus Christ, to come, live in this world, and die on the cross in order to make a way for us to be saved. And the Lord Jesus Christ did just that. This truth is, all of us as human beings have a longing in our hearts to know and have a relationship with Christ. Many times we just don't fully realize it. The story is told of a man who, when drafted into the army, picked up this very strange habit. He would walk around inside and outside the barracks, and every time he would see a piece of paper, he would pick up that piece of paper, read it, and say out loud, "That's not it. That's just not it." After a few weeks of hearing about this soldier's strange habit, the company commander called this soldier with this strange habit into his office and said, Private, what's your problem? The young soldier responded, Sir, I don't have a problem. The commander then asked, Well, what is it that you're looking for when you're looking at all these little pieces of paper that you're finding and reading all over the base? Well, sir, he replied, I don't know what I'm looking for, but every time I find and read the pieces of paper that I'm finding, I realize that's not what I'm looking for. The company commanded him a little further and then dismissed him. The young private continued his strange habit for a few more weeks, and finally the commander had had enough. He called the strange young soldier into his office. He then told the young man, "Soldier, I'm sorry, we're going to have to let you go. The army can't afford to keep soldiers like you. If we had an army full of soldiers like you, we'd have a messed up army. We're going to have to let you go." The commander pulled out of his drawer some papers that said "discharge" across the top, signed them and handed them to the young man. The young man took one look at the papers and then yelled at the top of his lung, "That's it! That's it!" The moment he realized the papers that said he could get out of the army were in front of him, he realized that's what he was looking for all the time. And again, many people in this world are looking for something, and most of them don't even know what they're looking for. They're looking for meaning and fulfillment, and they just can't seem to find it either. Many look for these things in all kinds of relationships. Some look for them through the end of a bottle or a needle. Some look for fulfillment in thrills and excitement from things they pay to see or do. But time and time again, when many of these individuals make the step in their lives to receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of their lives and are born again, something inside them cries out with all of its might, "That's it! That's it! Jesus Christ is what I've been looking for all the time." If you find yourself searching for meaning, fulfillment, purpose, and direction in your life, and you've looked and looked, but just not found what you're looking for, then look no further. Jesus Christ is the answer to this issue and all issues as well. Would you take the step in your life to receive Him as your Lord and Savior today? Today is a good day to meet the one who is and has the answer to all of life's questions and problems. Today is a good day to ask Christ to come into your heart and live inside you and live through you. If you'd like to make this step in your life, you can by simply praying this prayer or a similar one. So if you'd like to make that step, would you simply pray this prayer with us even now? Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I confess that I've sinned and done wrong in many ways, and I now repent of all the wrong I've done. Forgive me for the wrongs I've done. I believe that you died on the cross to pay for my sins, and I believe that 3 days later, you rose from the dead so that I could be saved. Thank you, Lord, for loving me enough to die on the cross for me. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. Make me the person you want me to be. In the Bible, you said that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Right now, Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your Spirit. Help me to follow you all my life. In Jesus' name, amen. If you made this very important step and prayed this prayer and committed your life to Christ, praise God, please email us. My email is joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. We do want to share with you some literature and resource materials that will help you to begin to grow up and grow strong in your new walk with the Lord. And let me say to every single listener, keep in mind this article, again, the title of the article, Jesus, the Answer to Everything. It is a Christmas discipleship article, but also it's a gospel tract as well. It's a tool you can use to share, to share the gospel and to help someone to come to know Jesus Christ as his or her Lord and Savior. Please do email us and get a copy of the article. Again, the title of that article, Jesus, the Answer to Everything. Again, my email, joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. We'll now share another article. We have shared it before, but once again, we want to share it because it's a great article to use, especially for grandparents who are wanting to minister to their grandchildren and impact their lives for today and for all eternity. This article is entitled, A Grandparent's Christmas Discipleship Project. Luke 2:11. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And then in Deuteronomy 6:1-3, now this is the commandment, the statutes, and the rules that the Lord your God commanded me to teach you, that you may do them in the land to which you are going over, to possess it, that you may fear the Lord your God, you and your son and your son's son, by keeping all his statutes and his commandments, which I command you all the days of your life, and that your days may be long. Hear therefore, O Israel, and be careful to do them, that it may go well with you, and that you may multiply greatly, as the Lord, the God of your fathers, has promised you, in a land flowing with milk and honey. Again, Deuteronomy 6, verses 1 to 3. How encouraging, uplifting, and inspiring it is for believers to take time to read, meditate, and think about the beautiful, glorious, and grace-filled narratives we know as the Christmas stories. They're found in Matthew chapters 1 and 2 and Luke chapters 1 and 2. What a tragedy it is that so many children have never in their life read the Christmas narratives or the Christmas story during the Christmas season. Here's a project specifically for grandparents during the Christmas season to bless and minister to your grandchildren. Here's the project. Let each of your grandchildren know that you'd like for them to do the following for you. Call you every day for 8 days during Advent or during the month of December. And during each call, read a part of the Christmas narratives out loud. We can pick up there on the other side. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. The title of that article is A Grandparent's Christmas Discipleship Project. We can finish the article on the other side of the break. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. We'll be right back. Casting Crowns with Gloria. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. We were sharing from an article entitled A Grandparent's Christmas Discipleship Project. We'll pick up there. Here's a project specifically for grandparents during the Christmas season. Let each of your grandchildren know that you'd like for them to do the following for you. Call you every day for 8 days during Advent or during the month of December. And during each call, read a part of the Christmas story out loud. Here's one possible reading plan you could use. For children who are 8 years old or older, they can read by the following plan. Day one, read Matthew chapter 1. Day two, Matthew chapter 2. Day three, Luke 1 verses 1 to 20. Next day, Luke 1, 21 to 27. The next day, Luke 1, 38 to 56. The next day, Luke 1, 57 to 80. And the next day, Luke 2, 1 to 20. And the final day, Luke 2, 21, excuse me, the second to the last day, Luke 2, 21 to 38. And then the last day, Luke 2, 39 to 52. For younger children, children younger than 8, that is, you might simply have them read shorter passages that you select from these same chapters in Luke 1 and in Matthew chapters, excuse me, Matthew 1 and 2 or Luke 1 and 2. Or you may even choose to have them read the same passage each time. That's entirely up to you, granddad or grandma. Let them know that you'll give them $1, $5, or whatever figure you prayerfully come up with each time they call you up and read for you. For many a grandchild that isn't particularly motivated to read, the money prize has a strange way of suddenly causing them to all of a sudden become highly motivated to read for granddad or grandma. Why is a project like this such a fruitful one? Allow me to share with you several reasons. First, the Word of God is Jesus, and Jesus is the Word of God. When our children and grandchildren read the Word of God, they're spending time listening to and fellowshipping with Jesus. And for many a child, a grandparent doing this kind of project with them, that grandparent may be the only person in that child's life that is having them to read the Word of God out loud to them. Keep in mind, there's nothing in all of the world that will bless and nourish the lives of our children more than the powerful Word of God. And finally, then, grandparents can have one more excuse to call and spend time in conversation with each of their grandchildren. After they begin this reading project, I'd suggest you begin to mail the prize money the same day that they start reading for you. One way to do this is to see to it that you mail 8 individual checks out to each of your grandchildren. Why do it this way instead of sending one check all at the end of the project? Allow me to explain why it's helpful to do individual checks over a period of the full several days. Your grandchild will receive several different gifts instead of just one. Receiving each gift / reward can increase the excitement for the grandchild. Picture your grandchild saying, "Mom, did the mail come yet? Grandmother's sending me some money today for reading about Christmas." Imagine the grandchild opening the envelope and saying, "Here's my money from Granddad. He must think reading about Jesus and Christmas is important to pay me for it." And imagine your grandchild doing this for 8 days coming up to Christmas, getting more and more excited about getting their mail the day before. Obviously, the great blessing to our grandchildren is not the money. It's having the eternal Word of God planted in his or her heart and mind. Every grandparent can choose to do this project however they want to. You can certainly adjust the details however you wish to or need to. That's entirely up to you. This is simply a fun way to carry out a Christmas discipleship project that can have eternal fruit in the lives of your grandchildren. What do you say, grandparents? Are our grandchildren worth the fruitful and fun effort? Of course they are. Again, the title of that article is A Grandparent's Christmas Discipleship Project. If you'd like to get a copy, simply email us. We'd be glad to get a copy to you. Again, the title of the article, A Grandparent's Christmas Discipleship Project. Please, every grandparent, we're encouraging you to prayerfully get involved. And of course, obviously, if a parent wants to take the time to do that just within their home with their own children, obviously, certainly you could do it that way as well. looking once again in the Gospel of Luke, Luke chapter 2, beginning at verse 1. And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This census first took place while Quirinius was governing Syria. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David, a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. So it was, when the angels had gone away from them into heaven, that the shepherds said to one another, Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told them. Verses 1 through 20, Luke chapter 2. And we're going to at least get started on one additional article. May not finish it, but want to remind you, you're welcome to email us to get a copy if you like. This article is entitled, Walking in the Wisdom of the Wise Men. And the article begins the reading of a passage from the Gospel of Matthew. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, Matthew chapter 2. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him. When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him, In Bethlehem of Judea. For so it is written by the prophet, And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, Go and search diligently. Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word that I too may come and worship him. After listening to the king, they went on their way, and behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came over the place where the child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way. Matthew 2, 1 to 12. The story of the wise men coming to visit Christ is a well-known story of Christmas found in the Word of God. Matthew chapters 1 and 2 and Luke chapters 1 and 2 contain the whole Christmas story. A family is quote-unquote wise to take the time to read them all the way through several times during the Christmas season. During this Doing this and letting children do most of the reading can be fun and interesting. For time reasons, we're going to end it there, but that final article is entitled Walking in the Wisdom of the Wise Man. It has insights about serving the Lord that we can learn from the wise men. If you'd like to get a copy of this article or all of them, simply email us. Again, my email, joseph@afr.net. We'll be glad to get them to you. Again, joseph@afr.net. And as we normally do before we end the broadcast, if you are listening today and you know you have never given your heart to Jesus Christ, today is a great day to be saved and to fully commit your heart and your life to the Lord. If you'd like to make that step, would you, from your heart, simply pray this prayer along with me right now? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so, so much that you came into the world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for all my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess, I've sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, I repent and I turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for the wrong things that I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be the Lord and Savior of my life. You told us in your word, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Right now, Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your spirit. Help me to follow you all my life. Help me to read your word every day. Help me to pray and talk to you every day. Help me to obey you every day. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you committed your life to Christ and prayed that prayer, we want to be in touch with you. My email once again, joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. Please email us so that we can share with you some literature and resource materials that will help you to begin to grow up and grow strong in your new walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. We definitely hope to hear from you. Again, joseph@afr.net. We hope to be in touch. Also, if you're wanting to get copies of any of the article, any and all the articles we shared, again, the first article is entitled Celebrate a Biblical Christmas. The second article, A Grandparent's Christmas Discipleship Project. And the third article, Walking in the Wisdom of the Wise Men. If you'd like one or all of them, simply email us, joseph@afr.net. We'll be glad to get them to you. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.